Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. To Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 75.
Wow.
Yes.
That's lots of episodes.
That is lots of episodes. Mm. So we're going to talk about road trips today.
Yes, we are. We were just on one.
Yes.
And obviously, it would never happen to us. But we have heard of people that have gone on road trips, couples, and how they would have heated discussions about travel arrangements, directions, stopping for food, when not to stop for food, potty breaks, when not to have potty breaks, when to have an immediate potty break, stopping and doing all kinds of stuff. So I found this article. It's called Road Trip Questions for Couples, 149 Fun and Deep Conversation Starters. Well, it's interesting, when I started doing some research on road trips, that's like one of the top times when people actually get in, have disagreements, is when they're taking long trips in a car.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Anyway, this is by thewindingroadtripper.com. It's an article I found. It's from August 12th, 2021. It's written by Craig, whoever Craig is.
He must be a regular contributor to thewindingroadtripper.com.
Yes, and it's called Road Trip Questions for Couples, 149 Fun and Deep Conversation Starters.
Mm-hmm. And again, as we usually do, a disclaimer, we are familiar with this article on the website. We poked around a little bit. We don't see anything concerning, but there could be something concerning in here that might not line up with our values. So we just suggest that you use the website with discretion. There, if I remember when I was reading through this, there are some more adult-themed questions in the list of questions. So, but nothing inappropriate for a married couple. And just use your discretion when you're on this website. We can only recommend this article at this time.
Mm-hmm. So it says, what better time than a road trip to get to know your partner a little better? And they go on to say that you can use these questions as a game or simply a way to get a conversation started. They actually have it broken up. There's 149 questions, but they have it broken up into 15 different topics, or 14 different topics. So they are just regular old travel road trip questions, deep thought-provoking road trip questions, funny road trip questions, this or that road trip questions, would you rather questions, which I thought was interesting, what if, silly road trip questions that can get serious, get to know each other road trip questions, road trip questions about firsts, quiz questions for couples, how well do you know me, explore your partner's favorite topics, family history questions for couples, questions that make memories, and road trip questions that keep the adventure going.
Wow. That's a lot of categories.
That's a lot of categories. Mm-hmm. So when Cindy and I were talking about this, we thought we would go through, try and get through at least maybe one, maybe two questions of each in each topic, just to kind of...
Just to give you an idea.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah. When I was reading through this article, I thought, this is great, because lots of times there's silence in the car. And I mean, now, Wayne and I have been married long enough that really the silence doesn't bother us. But for some people, that's a little disconcerting to have a lot of silence in, on the trip. And this is summertime. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summertime, and so we're doing a lot more road trips, it seems, this time of year. And so this gives some good fillers for that time when it's silent. Or if you've had a little bit of a spat and silence is hanging in between you and you want to get back on track, so you can use some of these questions to lighten the mood.
Here's the first question. What is your favorite travel memory from your childhood?
Mm, that's a good one.
I have an interesting one I thought about.
Oh, what's that?
So we didn't go on a lot of road trips, but there used to be a place that about a half hour, 45 minutes away that we went for ice cream occasionally. Mm-hmm. And my dad, it was a farm truck that he drove all the time that was a standard shift. And my mom's car was an automatic. And he drove to get ice cream. I was sitting in the back with my sister with a milkshake. And he was pulling out onto the highway and went to shift. Now, this was the automatic car, not the truck. So when he shifted, what he did was he hit the brake and he slammed it on, and my milkshake went all over the car.
Oh,
and me.
Oh, no.
Yep. So not necessarily a favorite travel memory, but one I remember.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Did they buy you another milkshake?
No, actually, they didn't.
Oh, that's cruel.
Yeah. I was young and, you know.
I don't know. That's not nice.
Yeah. Not. I don't remember if they did. I don't think they did. Mm-hmm. But, oh, well. It happens. What about you? Do you have a favorite memory of childhood?
I'm trying to think. I don't actually have a favorite childhood travel memory. Mm-hmm. Not that I can think of right now, anyway.
Well, can you think of any things that you'd like to answer? We have a... There.
Let's see.
How about that one?
Oh, is there somewhere you've always wanted to go? Well, I want to go to Maine. I mean, we've been there on port stops on a cruise, but mm-hmm. I'd like to go visit Maine and spend some time there.
They have blueberries there.
Yes, they do have blueberries.
Some of us really like blueberries.
Yes, some of us really do like blueberries. Wait. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's one.
Okay.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen while traveling?
Oh, I had to think about that. I think one of the strangest things I've ever seen while traveling was the day that you almost hit the cow.
Oh, yeah, the cow.
There was a cow in
the road. The cow incident, yes.
And you were looking at something else trying to tell us about this lake, and Ashley's going, cow daddy, cow, cow daddy, cow. And you were like, you were like,
I
see the cow.
I was oblivious, I think.
There were other cows. He's like, I see the cows. We're like, no, in the road. Fortunately, he finally did stop before he hit the cow.
I didn't stop, but I just went around it.
Well, whatever you did, you
didn't
hit the cow.
Yeah, because it was just walking down the road.
Whatever, you didn't hit it.
I didn't hit the cow.
No. Anyway.
The cow incident. I actually think we've talked about this before.
Probably.
Anyway, moving on. Deep, thought-provoking road trip questions. The road trip you're taking is more than just about exploring the world around you. It can also be about exploring how each other sees the world.
Okay, what are some of the questions in that category?
Number one, if you never had to work your day job ever again, what would you do with all of your time? Is there a way that you can bring some of that into your life?
That's a very deep question.
That is a deep question. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. What is life like from the perspective of a tree?
I saw that one and thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
There's a second part to it. Is there a way to talk about the world outside of the human context?
Boy, that is pretty...
That's a very deep question.
That is pretty deep. Wow. Yeah. Oh, now these would be good questions. What's one life lesson you learned the hard way? Mm-hmm. And then the next one is, what's one life lesson you learned the easy way?
Here's another question that I think could be interesting or turn into an argument.
Yeah.
What makes art art? This is ART, like paintings, like and sculptures. Like, what makes art art? So what is your criteria to define something as art? That could be a very interesting discussion.
Boy, that could be a very,
we're going to print these out and take these in the car with us. We have a couple more road trips coming up this year yet. And so we're planning on using this on the next one.
Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Funny road trip questions. If the driving is starting to get long, try funny road trip questions.
The first one is good. I like the first one. Would you rather fight one elephant-sized chicken or 100 chicken-sized elephants? It makes me worry about the people who come up with these questions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The second one's a good one, too. If vegetables could talk, which one would be your least favorite?
Mm-hmm. Well, I like this one. Is cereal a soup? And the second part of that question is a hot dog a sandwich? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one. We've talked about this one. Toilet paper, over or under?
See, I don't think that's a good discussion question starter because that's an argument. That's an argument.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, what's that next category?
This or that. road trip questions. Oh, so this one is, oh, it's like a, well, you have two choices.
You have two options.
Two options. Thank you. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, boy, here we go. Arrive early or arrive late? Yeah, we could discuss that.
Yeah.
Night out or night in?
Mm-hmm.
Home-cooked dinner or dine out? Oh, here you are. If you're married or thinking about getting married and don't have any kids yet, big family or small family?
Mm-hmm.
Or cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs. That could turn into an argument, too.
Yep.
But I think these are good questions.
Yeah. Well, there's another one. Plan ahead or be spontaneous.
Mm.
Yeah.
My answer is plan ahead.
I know yours is.
I don't like to be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I wish I was spontaneous, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. What would you say I am?
You're like a mix.
Spontaneous and let you plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next category here?
Would you rather questions? So would you rather questions the ultimate way to put your partner to the test? Oh, okay. So what would you rather be? Would you rather always be overdressed or underdressed?
Overdressed.
Yep.
That's my answer.
That would be your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be able to travel back in time and tell the 10-year-old version of yourself any one thing, or be able to travel forward in time and have the 90-year-old version of yourself tell you any one thing?
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
I think the next one is good too. Would you rather be the star of an Academy Award-winning movie or a cult movie classic? Because often they're very different.
Yeah, I think it's different.
Oh, here's one. Would you rather go to a luxury resort or go camping?
Glamping?
Yes, glamping. I'd like glamping.
Mm-hmm.
That's in between.
In between.
Okay, what's the next category?
The next one is the what if category.
What if questions take your partner and place them in an alternate reality?
What if you woke up tomorrow and had all the powers and weaknesses of your favorite comic character?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure what superpower Garfield has, except sleeping and eating. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, here's a good, what if we suddenly switched bodies? Oh, that could be interesting.
That would be interesting, yeah.
What if you found out that I had been a millionaire this whole time?
Wow. What if we aged in reverse? Oh, here we go. What if our car could talk and had its own personality?
Ooh, like Herbie.
Like Herbie. Yes, I just talked to one of the teens at church. I know we've talked to a couple people who've named their vehicles. Silly road trip questions that can get serious. If you inherited $1 billion when you were 15, what do you think you would have done with the money?
That's a great question.
That is a good question. Your most ridiculous fear comes to life. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, here's a good one. How would society change if everyone could suddenly fly?
Oh, what would you do if aliens landed on the planet and thought you were the leader of Earth? Interesting.
I would get them all organized.
Yeah, yeah, you would. Here's get to know questions. Have you ever been in love before?
Oh, who's your favorite author? Do you have a personal hero? Oh, what was the most trouble you got in as a kid? That's great.
Ooh, that's a good question. Here's questions about firsts. Who was your first crush? Oh, what was the first book or movie you remember enjoying as a kid? Some of the other ones. Do you remember your first day of school?
No. It was a long time ago.
It was a couple years ago. Here's how well do you know me questions. What's the one TV show or movie that I could watch or on repeat for the rest of my life?
Mm.
Ooh, what's my favorite part about you? That's an interesting question.
That's a wide open question there.
Ooh, what's my biggest pet peeve? Exploring your partner's favorite topics? What's your favorite hobby and how long have you been into it?
Oh, these would be great for couples that are considering getting married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Favorite sports team?
Mm-hmm. What's the best movie you've ever seen? Tell me more about your favorite genre of music and what about it you like the most.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the city we live in or would you rather move somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Oh, here's family history questions for couples.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any famous family members?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any relatives that you wish you could spend more time with? Questions that make memories. Oh, these are interesting. What's the first thing you noticed about me?
That when we first started dating, what did you tell your friends about me?
When was the first time you mentioned our relationship to your family?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Road trip questions that keep the adventure going. If we could if we could change plans and drive anywhere right now, where would you want to go? Oh, I like that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is your least favorite part of the trip, and where do you want to go for our next road trip?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, should our next road trip be shorter or longer?
Yeah.
Let's see. And I think that's all of them. That's a couple of each one.
Yeah, so this is a great article to check out. It's not easy to print out because it's got a bunch of ads in it, but you can do it.
And you could print out certain, like if we're going to do it, we'll probably just print out a couple of the sections.
A
couple of the groups, or sections.
And you can print it out.
Yeah, so we will definitely do this.
Or read it on your phone when you're traveling.
Oh, we can do that too.
Mm-hmm. We hope this has given you some inspiration and some ideas to make those summer road trips a little bit easier to go and give you some ways to pass the time. So until we talk to you next week, we pray that your relationships and marriage will be richly blessed.
Bye now. God bless.
Bye.